WLNDFM, Signal Mountain, 98.1 The Lake. Always live on the free Odyssey app.
The following program has been pre-recorded. The information shared directly or indirectly on Vital Health Radio or by Whitfield Media Group is not to be understood as or misconstrued as medical advice. This information is not a replacement for your current health provider who is acutely aware of your current health state and course of treatment. Any information shared about a product or service discussed by any host or guest on Vital Health Radio is not to be interpreted as a doctor-patient relationship.
The following broadcast is a production of the Whitfield Media Group. Health, nutrition, lifestyle, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake. With your host, owner of Nutrition World, Ed Jones, and Clint Powell.
Good Sunday morning, Chattanooga. You've tuned into Vital Health Radio, broadcasting from the Texas Roadhouse Studio. I'm Ed Jones, better known here as Captain Wellness, on a decades-long mission to defend your health, cut through the confusion, and point you toward a life of strength and vitality. For over 40 years at Nutrition World, I've helped people rise above the pitfalls of modern living. And each week on this show, we explore the strategies, science, and simple daily habits that keep you energized, resilient, and ready for whatever life throws your way. And as every hero needs a trusted partner, joining me is my good friend and the guru of the common man, Clint Powell, the man who is fearless when it comes to asking dumb questions. Good morning, Clint. How are you?
I'm fine, but I'm not your sidekick. Do you remember this TV show from the 80s?
What?
When you say the greatest American hero, the guy that couldn't fly, he always struggled to fly.
No, I don't.
See, this is... when you have a cape on, that's exactly where my brain went. You're my kind of hero. You'd be the guy that struggles to take off and land. But I don't want to be your sidekick.
What do you want to be then?
I don't know. I like the PhD of Waffle House. I kind of like that.
Well,
we
can go back to that.
Yeah, I kind of like that. Made me feel smart yet. You know, realistically smart for me.
Okay. You count on it next week. So everybody tune in next week for the different introduction for the PhD of the Waffle House.
Yeah. And you can still say Captain America or Fitness or...
Captain Wellness.
Captain Wellness. My bad. I didn't know. Yeah. My fault.
Duh.
Do you wear a mask?
There are times I do wear a mask.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Wow.
We won't talk about those times.
I was going to say, this is a different podcast. Eh? How are you doing today,
sir? I am well, and I have a boatload. Some people say load of notes, information, topics that I look at every single morning. I try to learn. I go deep dive into the people I trust, you know, just staying up with podcasts of people who truly know a lot more than I do is a sideline hobby and job. You are a podcaster in Chattanooga. Which podcast do you do?
I do a bunch. You can find them all. I carry 20 on the podcast network, but I have about 13 that I own. Mm-hmm. You can find them all at NugaPodcast.com. Podcast is plural, so NugaPodcast.com. And this radio show comes out 9 o'clock on Sundays on 98.1 The Lake Radio. But then around Tuesday, you can find it on your favorite podcast platform. Just look for Vital Health Radio Download, and you can listen to it at your convenience or re-listen or share with your friends.
It's not just entertainment. It is actually, I consider it an educational show that empowers people to know the little tidbits of how we can turn the big ship of our health and our life around. You're not going to find any one major method, but when you put together a lot of small ones, it becomes extremely powerful, as I have found in my 68 years of living. Today's show, I'm very excited about. We have Amber, who is one of our stellar staff members and coaches at Nutrition World. She has developed what I call an expertise of excellence in regard to the conversation of gut health regarding digestion, immune system, and also dealing with mold. It takes a lot of study to become a true expert in that field. And we're going to be talking to her in a little bit more on this show. And secondly, in one of the segments, I'm going to talk about a water filter that I finally feel is doing the kind of job that I've always wanted things to do. And a carafe is what I've always used because I have to admit, I am lazy on a few things in life. I'm highly disciplined in most, but there's a few I'm not. Mm-hmm. And so I kind of try to find the easy road. I've been thinking the carafe was it is an easy road. You just fill it up. But I need to do better. So I'm going to talk about which one, and I'm going to talk about restless legs and why it may be a sign of vastly increased risk of Parkinson's and what people can do about that. And then floss will be the next one. So because floss has a lot of different chemicals on it. And not because they sponsor this show now, but I went and ate at Texas Roadhouse. Do you eat there very often?
I love it. I love Texas Roadhouse.
I like it. They serve margarine instead of butter, one. But that's okay. I can bring my own butter. I bring my own olive oil, which is what I did. Again, I go for eating what I call macros. Macros are a high level of protein, a modest level of healthy fat, which I have to normally get from using my olive oil, Life Extension from mm-hmm. Nutrition World, mm-hmm. and I'll pour it on whatever I eat. And Dr. Gundry, who makes the strongest olive oil in the world, and it's also vastly expensive. I've never had it. I saw a video last week of him. He said, the only reason I eat food is so I can have something to pour olive oil on. He said, the olive oil is the magic, and it truly does lower risk across the board in people who use quality olive oil. And no restaurant has quality. They dilute it with canola oil, which is seed oil. I always preach against that. And then lastly is living on less carbs. So anytime I go, I went to Texas Roadhouse, sat at the bar, mm-hmm. and I had kind of scanned the menu. Okay, what can I get that will fit that 3-2-1 kind of ratio?
Yeah, steak and potato.
Three parts. No, not steak and potato.
Okay, my bad. Sorry.
Potato is vastly fast-acting carbs with a ton of oxalates that cause my double hip replacement. Okay. Duh. And so I'm not going to eat that.
Sorry, I didn't check my Ed journal. I keep my fault.
So three parts of my meal is going to be protein. Okay, I'm going to get a hamburger steak.
Yeah.
I'm going to do that medium with some onions on top. Two is I'm going to do healthy fat. Which okay. is, how am I going to do healthy fat? They don't have any.
Are you going to take olive oil? That's your olive oil.
So I'm going to take olive oil. Yeah, but even with that, I'm not going to pour it on a hamburger steak. Oh, so let's get a nice big green salad.
Okay.
And then that's what I did. And I poured it on there. So I had my healthy fat, my healthy protein, and my low carb.
And you say you take your butter? Well, you don't take butter with you.
I have many times. Katie still talks about, my daughter talks about all the years that we took butter in the car. Mm. And we had this stupid little dog named Muffin, and every time we left it in the car, she would eat the whole stick of butter. Then she would poop in the car and empty the butter out on the other end.
I didn't know you were Amish. Sharing butter and churns with you everywhere you went. What is that?
Today, I had my probably eighth lunch at Cava. I eat the lamb burger with half order of rice and all those vegetables. Amazed at how great their vegetables taste. It actually tastes like they're not frozen. And I just love eating over there. I
like Cava a lot.
Ate it.
Hooked me up with that thing about a year ago.
Mexican place on Ringo Road. It's called the Moss, M-A-S, Tequila Grill. I don't know if you, it's where Jenkins used to be. You remember Jenkins?
Oh, I pass it all the time. Okay. I remember Jenkins.
Yeah, who doesn't? Yeah, it's sad. Golly, gone. I miss Jenkins. The buffet. They had some really stellar little dishes over there.
Great homemade food.
They did.
Oh, my gosh.
That's what you call it, homemade food.
It was, yeah.
Yeah. But COVID did them in.
Yeah, 100%. It did.
And
it
couldn't help it.
Yeah.
But I love this tequila grill because it just has that phenomenal taste. Every single thing I had, the guacamole, the taco salad. Again, I'm eating high protein, medium fat. How do I get my fat? Well, guess what? I pour olive oil on a taco salad, and they also have tequila, which I certainly
Did you make them make your drink?
I did make them make it. Last time I had to make it myself because they didn't know how to make it. Next, I found a new food that I'm obsessing over at Harry's, and I never eat this food. I don't know if I've ever eaten my whole life more than a few bites.
Okay.
And now I'm in love. I'm going to marry this food. That's how good this one dish is.
This got weird, dude. Lenny's in here recording. Don't be weird in front of Lenny, okay. But go ahead.
Crab cake. Do you like crab cake?
I've had crab cakes.
Okay, that means you just kind of okay. But this is beyond belief. So crab cake at Harry's if you want anything. Dunkin' Donuts. I see the big billboards now. They have a protein at Dunkin' Donuts, protein shake. I looked it up. There's no definitive information about how it's made, what's in it. All we know is that it has milk protein. Milk protein's not the worst. It's not the best. We want whey protein or we want other forms. But They won't tell what the sweetener is. They won't tell if there's chemicals. So we don't recommend the protein drink at Dunkin' Donuts.
Okay.
Maybe you can find it. Next is I've never seen in 46 years more people percentage-wise that are going through sickness than I have the past 10 weeks. Not the past two. The week before Thanksgiving was kind of where it really peaked from our perspective of people coming in the store. I got it. A lot of people got it. A great Facebook post I saw the other day from an ER doctor said, people are getting it who are super fit, super healthy,
yep.
Younger, even probably the older ones seem to not be getting as much as some of the younger, super supposed healthy people. We don't know what it is. He said he didn't know.
You're getting tested for negative. Yeah.
Yeah, everything's negative. So we need to just come up with a new name for this mystery virus, because it likely is a virus, not a bacteria. Or if it was a bacteria, the antibiotics would work, and they're not working for that. So what do we do? Number one, try to prevent it. How do we do that? Washing hands is not the biggest answer. It is spraying your nose with iodine. Iodine kills all bacteria. Come to find out that the company Covix that makes our iodine nose spray is so backordered that we have to wait 4 weeks. We found a substitute that might be better that we will be getting in about 5 days. I spray it morning and night. Or actually, now I'm spraying morning, afternoon, and night, because it will kill that virus if it goes through the nose. Don't touch your eyes or your ears with your fingers. That's the other way to get it. So,
by the way, just real quick, shout out to the Covix. I use it every day. I use it probably 3 or 4 times a day.
Yes. And I'm not going to brag on you.
No, don't say it.
Okay, we won't say a word.
But everybody knows where you're going with that.
Covix is a wonderful.
And I don't know if that's the reason, but I do it.
Yeah. And I just, because I happen to have 2 bottles left for myself, but we will be getting the other one within a week. Now, Dr. Hitchcock, last week, I want to encourage people who did not hear that show, a medical doc here in Chattanooga who thinks outside the box. He's very intelligent, and he's offering a system of healthcare that is very affordable, and also a scanning, what do you call it? Not the scanning center, to go get the x-rays, the MRIs.
Oh, yeah. He does all of your, I'll think of an imaging.
Imaging. And you can, so walk-in basis, and the price is incredible. So if you have high deductibles, you don't have insurance, you want to do it quickly without red
tape. I'll be going over there soon.
Yes.
As soon as, probably next month, I'm going to go get my hip looked at and my hands.
Yes.
And my eye.
Yep, there you go.
Yeah, if I can do it all, finally, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You'll find donut residues on probably most of those
things. Yeah, just a little full of sugar.
We all go through pains, chronic pains, more as we age, there's no doubt. Mine is the thumb. Mm-hmm. Right now, because when I trained for that 306 chin-ups, there was one single day I got off the bar and I said, oh, crap, why is my thumb hurting so bad when it never's hurt before? And now I'm looking at, about 6 weeks of it. So I'm going to Dr. Wheatcroft, the chiropractor at Nutrition World,
yep.
And he's doing cold laser. Had my first treatment yesterday, and it hurt like crap last night. It hurt worse than it's ever hurt. I think that's a positive sign. I think that it's healing.
Did he tell you that it would hurt more?
No, but he did another technique after called a Graston, which breaks up scar tissue. I have scar tissue in there.
Yeah.
And breaking that up, it's going to have a little pain before it heals.
Yeah.
So if you want to be treated with a very safe procedure, cold laser with Dr. Wheatcroft is the way to do that. Wonderful person that we all met. You met Noel at Double Bridges Wellness. Mm-hmm. He is a nurse practitioner who specializes in knowledge of peptides. She's next door to Nutrition World in the Wellness Center, and she's going to be a great asset as a partner in regard to
same place
a lot
we
of things.
Is
it's
right?
Same yeah, building? Yeah, yeah. Yes. Just
real quick, did the cold laser hurt?
No, you don't feel it.
That's why I was asking. You said hurt. I want to make sure about you.
No,
the procedure itself wasn't painful.
Not at all.
It was just last night from the healing process.
When you think about red light therapy, which we all kind of read some of that, it is very data-driven. It's not a gimmick. It will be here to stay. But this goes so deep in the body, and it is a true laser machine. It is a nice big machine, and even though you don't feel it, it's penetrating far deeper than any of these red light therapies.
Okay.
I'm very, very happy with that. Last thing is I'm going to talk a little bit later about a new remedy I found for sleep that I truly think has turned the corner, not day and night corner, but it's helped me to sleep. That's kind of common sense that I should have realized about 25 years ago to experiment, but I didn't. That's all right. I've realized it now. So Again,
I would bet you sleep comes up in 40% of our episodes, our shows.
And I think it does. It does about 30% in every customer who walks in the store we talk more than 4 minutes.
That's right, because it all goes back to probably about four or five things in our life that we can control better.
Yep, usually. That's right. All right. Well, this is Vital Health Radio, empowering you to take charge of your health. More after the break.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio. More to come after these brief messages.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalaford Road and I-75.
Hey, it's Blake Watson with Epic Realty. Ready to step into your new home in Ramsgate? I have a rare opportunity for you to move to a 4-bedroom, 3.5-bath home at nearly 3,000 square feet. You'll love the beautiful hardwood floors, the master on Main, soaring cathedral ceiling, and much more. This Hickson home is move-in ready. See it online at homechattanooga.com. That's at homechattanooga.com. 888-893-3537.
Go to your favorite podcast platform and search Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize Youth.
Join Sean Whitfield, Matt Davis, and Darren Johnson for a podcast about fitness, health, and bodybuilding.
We feature the best in fitness and bodybuilding right here in Chattanooga.
You can expect workout advice and fitness tips from two of the best fitness and bodybuilding trainers in Chattanooga.
Many great guests and inspiring conversations.
A lot of laughs and entertainment to go along with it.
Subscribe and follow Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You, today.
Hey Chattanooga, Josh Porter here for Optimize You, Chattanooga's number one clinic for both men and women's hormone replacement. Are you suffering from fatigue, low libido, or just not feeling yourself? We are the answer you have been looking for. My team and I are here to help you become yourself again. So find us online at OptimizeYouCenters.com.
Hey folks, this is Misty Bolt, otherwise known as Medicare Misty. Yes, I'm a real person, and yes, I help people answer real Medicare questions every day. 10,000 people are turning 65 daily. If you or your parents have questions, don't trust an 800 number, junk mail, or a national.com. Trust a real person that lives in your community and serves your community. Medicare Misty. Find out more about me and my team at MedicareMisty.com. MedicareMisty.com.
Not affiliated by or endorsed by any governmental agency. Plans depend on zip code. We may not have all plans. Go to Medicare.gov.
Hi, I'm Blake Watson.
And I'm Sean Whitfield. Join us every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. for Your Home Radio, presented by Blake Watson with Epic Realty on 98.1 The Lake.
Don't know where to turn for advice or have questions related to your home? Are you a do-it-yourselfer?
We are your home source for useful tips and guidance from many great home improvement professionals.
If you miss any episode, go to your favorite podcast platform and search Your Home Radio Download,
a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio and podcast, the show that believes knowledge is power and that by embracing proven health strategies, we can all live longer, healthier, more vibrant lives. I am Ed Jones, back with the co-host, Clint Powell. And we are glad that you are with us. Just had a good conversation with Lenny.
Yeah, we did. I just want to, before you talk about Lenny, I want to give you some props on growth. And then I'll remind you to go back to Lenny. So keep that, bookmark that. But before, up until today, anytime I had, when you hit record, if I had talked at all, you would have stopped, gone back, and said, we are not doing that. And today, when you hit record, and I was saying something, you caught the last two or three words. And you, like a growing, like an oak tree that just sways with the wind enough to give, you just pushed right through and kept recording. I just want to let you know, I acknowledged it. That is very well done, sir.
Thank you. Thank you.
Because we have an editor. Chuck is fantastic.
So. I actually did not even realize that you heard that. I did very clearly.
No,
hear
I
that.
Looked up and saw
and
him.
I'm like,
he didn't stop or anything. Good for you.
It's kind of like that little wind in the sky when I'm flying the plane. I just, big deal now.
Big deal. No, big All right, deal. You were talking about Lenny and I interrupted
All
you.
All right, Lenny, we're talking about cough because, yeah. again, so many people are sick. And one of the things is a chronic, long lasting, like I'm going to marry this cough because he's never going to leave. And I've had it. And I am perfectly not sick. I just have this daggum. If you get me laughing, that will create the cough almost always. And so I just have to walk around sad all the time so I don't have to laugh. But it is aggravating at 2 a.m, it certainly. And Lenny, I love the fact that I know so much and I forget so much. And of course, we were just talking about this cough thing. And I tell people this and I didn't even tell myself. Cordyceps mushroom at double and triple doses normally always takes care of this for me. And I'm going to get back on it because I haven't been on it. I need Ed Jones to help Ed Jones sometimes.
That's so, cordyceps?
Cordyceps, amazing mushroom. It truly is. You know, I talked about earlier what I'm going to talk about, one of which is the water filter. I'm heavily connected to the importance and value of extremely clean water. Do I drink water other places where, like, I'm not going to carry it with me all the time for my water from my house? No, but every morning and every evening, I make my protein drinks with it, and I can carry a little bit. And at the store, we have, I think, some pretty decent water. But I want the super best in my home, and the carafes that I've been using are moderate at best because one is, I talked about, I'm a little bit lazy, but Consumer Reports or Consumer Labs, not Consumer Reports, don't trust Consumer Reports, but Consumer Labs, who I pay for pretty handsomely to get this information every single week when they test nutrients and other pieces of health equipment. So their top pick was at a countertop reverse osmosis filter by Aqua True, True spelled T-R-U, classic countertop water purifier. It removed, it was $449. Not too bad, but it removed the forever chemicals by 97.5. Nothing else has done that quite level. And microplastics were extremely low. What happens with reverse osmosis? You have to use water to make water. So on this, for every gallon of water that is added to the tank, 0.75 gallons of purified water is produced in 15 minutes. Not bad. So you're wasting 25% of the water. It's an overflow water that makes it happen. So again, it is Aqua True Classic Countertop. I will be getting that when I get my next paycheck.
That's the most complicated thing I've ever heard about water. I agree with it. All of it, I trust you. But between the reverse osmosis $500, it's going to make water to overflow and give more water. It's like a miracle. He fed 5,000 with 3 water fish. What are you talking about? But that's fine.
I love the fact that I introduced you as the person who is not embarrassed to ask dumb questions.
No,
and that really is a good dumb question.
Well, I mean, that's just, it's crazy. Sometimes we go, really, that much money for a water filter? And then until you start hearing all the benefits and all that. I laughed at you a bunch about Penta water 30 years ago. And by golly, here we are. Penta water is still around.
That's right. I drink one a day.
I've been doing good.
Especially before I go excessively drinking alcohol, which I don't excessively, but I do drink. And restless legs, if you've ever had it, it's absolutely enough to drive you insane because it's the oddest symptom because you have a jumpy leg and you can't tell it to quit moving and it has its own mind and it's like, I'm going to torture you. And it's usually at night, of course. And there's a few things that can help, but most of them are very, very limited. But what I didn't like to read was restless leg syndrome isn't just a sleep problem. It's actually a neurological signal that your brain's dopamine and iron systems are under stress. And a journal of the AMA journal, one of the most prestigious journals in the medical field, open study found that people with restless legs were significantly more likely to develop Parkinson's. That's the last thing anybody wants to hear. I had restless legs for a year or two. Don't know why. Don't know why it went away. But it did drive me crazy. But these patients who did do some treatments did not increase their risk of Parkinson's. So number one, and I've always said this, I've said this for 30 years, anybody who has restless legs needs to get a full iron panel. This doesn't mean going and just getting a serum iron. Begin with labs.com, which is Be Well Labs, right? Yep. It's actually, we could throw a softball from this building to it right here on Lee Highway. We'll test the full iron panels. And knowing how to balance that is not rocket science, but you need to find people you trust that you could talk to. You may need more iron and you may need less iron. You may need to give blood at Blood Assurance. And the second thing is things dopamine, which is the neurotransmitter. Doing that can help immensely with the restless legs. And most people who are treating it are not doing that. They simply aren't. So I love the fact that I've covered the restless legs, I've covered the water filter, and come to find out that straws, you know, I'm big into the plastics and the microplastics and the forever chemicals. Come to find out that the plastic straws actually have less chemicals than the paper straws. The paper straws have more when they were tested than the plastic straws. I found that interesting because I use plastic straws. And I like to always be right.
Yeah, and the rest of the world use plastic straws for the most part.
For the most part, yeah, they do. But the health food people have gone to...
So I have a question. I use straws, but are you a straw? Do you use straws?
Love my straws.
Okay.
I do. I don't... Well, first off, I get choked easily on pills. I found decades ago, if I swallow pills, my vitamins with a straw, I hardly ever get choked. Huh. I did, sitting at Southern Star last week with Brian Connell, my best friend, and Katie, my daughter... I have this weird habit, and I think you've heard about it. It's like people say I have a button right here, and every time I put three pills in, I hit here one time. I've done this for decades. I don't even think about it. It's just so natural. It's like I have to open some little gate, and this pushes the gate button. Uh-huh. And okay, that sounds like a disbelief.
No, I believe you. I do believe you 100%. I'm sorry. You're the boss. I believe you.
Yeah. So I pushed the gate button. Well, I was sitting there at Southern Star, and I don't know what happened. I think I didn't hit the right gate button. And all of a sudden, I said, I've got a pill stuck. And I bend over, and Brian and Katie are like, okay, is the Heimlich coming next? Because I couldn't really talk. That pill shot out of my throat because I had a spasm, and it shot across the floor, across the air, and hit the floor. Of course, they died laughing. They still are telling the story. But I have to have a straw. So people that can't swallow, do a straw. Do a straw.
Here's real quick. I take probably between 15 and 20 pills every morning of their stuff. I can take them all at once and just drink a drink of coconut water without a straw. I feel like maybe, Jeanette, I feel like I'm probably better. Let's just better shape than you. Let's just be honest with you. I think of all the stuff that we're doing, I think we just proved that I'm probably genetically better.
Well, even though I can probably outperform you in the gym, that means more to me than even weight training that you can swallow more pills.
Absolutely. Yeah.
You're a winner.
Yeah.
You're the king daddy.
Oh, thanks. My male fragile ego appreciates unneeded affirmation, sir.
I love this article that I read in regard to vaccines. I think it speaks very accurately and clearly about the attitudes of conversations within the field of vaccines. As more people awaken to the dangers of vaccines, they discover a persistent problem vaccine safety advocates have faced for decades. Talking to a vaccine zealot is like speaking to a brick wall. Regardless of the evidence presented, you cannot reach them. Sometimes it feels like speaking to the religious fanatics who are unwilling to consider the blasphemy you're spewing forth. And as a result, all vaccine research is designed around the assumptions that vaccines must be safe. And all regulatory decisions sharing this bias, thereby making it nearly impossible to prove a vaccine is harmful, regardless of how many people it kills or injures. There's a book I read recently by Dr. Humphreys, MD. It's called Dissolving Illusions. And she has documented the history of vaccines from the 1800s. I learned so much from that book. I did not realize that the period of time in history where they forced communities at gunpoint to either take vaccines or you would go directly to prison. And the side effects of some of those early vaccines were horrendous, and it did not matter. The people who believed in them, there was no cracking of the door with conversations, as we can be in the political world today. But it was a sad outcome for a lot of people during that process.
I know we have about a minute and a half before this segment ends, and we got to kind of stay on track. I will say, and I don't think you mind me giving pushback, because I think the show needs a little yin and yang on this.
Yep.
There are people on the anti-vax side that are just as zealot. Mm-hmm. There's just as much involved in none, zero. There's never done, any good for society. They too ignore any benefits of anything. And so sometimes it's easy to get in I think the overall picture, it's easy to get trapped in your own echo chamber. And then you look for the things that make me feel right instead of looking for the things that are true, even if that means maybe not all vaccines are the savior that are designed. Everybody told us they are. And then also maybe some vaccines have a place and time for the right person or population.
I agree.
Does that make sense?
I totally agree.
Because if not, if I'm coming at it from my shield and your shield, we're just going to be throwing things
at
each other.
That's all
we're doing. Yeah.
And I am in that middle group. I'm not opposed to all vaccines. I actually took some vaccines away from my daughter and she didn't get them. Whooping cough back in that day was horrendous. And I had to stand alone on that. But then we gave her other ones, but we also did delayed programs.
And you did research.
It's hard to find what you would call solid data. So some of this has to be intuitively driven with common sense. The difference between a zealot on the side of anti-vaccine is they're not trying to force the people who have vaccines to do anything different in their life. The zealots on the vaccine side are trying to make all of us at gunpoint do something that they believe in.
Right.
So there is a slight difference between those two. And that's what I want to end with that.
Yeah, I agree with you.
All right. Well, stay with us because Vital Health Radio will be right back with more ways to live well and to live strong.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio. We'll be back after these brief messages.
Did you miss last week's Vital Health Radio? Is there a guest you want to hear again? Or maybe because of your busy schedule, you only had time to listen to part of an episode? Well, we can solve all those problems with Vital Health Radio On Demand. Check out our website at vitalhealthradio.com. Click on past shows or go to your favorite podcast location. Search Vital Health Radio Download. You'll find all of your past shows at your convenience. Then click on the subscribe button for all future shows. We're making life better for your busy lifestyle, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Hey folks, Clint Powell here, and I've done marketing a long time, and they say an effective commercial will mention the name of the company at least 3 times. Well, this isn't about a company, it's about my podcast, During the Break Podcast. Guess what? You can go to your favorite podcast platform and just search During the Break Podcast. It should pop right up. You can go on Facebook and find me at During the Break Podcast. So add my podcast to your playlist, During the Break Podcast.
Vector Security can create you a home automation solution that will give you the convenience and peace of mind of being able to control your security system, lights, locks, video, thermostat, and more, all from your Vector Security app. Vector Security provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats. Vector Security has 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and is 100% wireless. Choose Vector Security. Find them online at vectorsecurity.com.
Listen up, Chattanooga. We've got a radio show that's just for you.
On the Move Radio on 98.1 The Lake each Saturday morning at 9 a.m. We're a radio show that's all about Chattanooga.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Quarter as we discuss government, events, entertainment, lifestyle, and so much more.
For past shows, check out onthemoveradio.com or find us on all major podcast platforms. Just search On the Move Radio Download.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Hey folks, this is Misty Bolt, otherwise known as Medicare Misty. Yes, I'm a real person, and yes, I help people answer real Medicare questions every day. 10,000 people are turning 65 daily. If you or your parents have questions, don't trust an 800 number, junk mail, or a national.com. Trust a real person that lives in your community and serves your community. Medicare Misty. Find out more about me and my team at MedicareMisty.com. MedicareMisty.com.
Not affiliated by or endorsed by any governmental agency. Plans depend on zip code. We may not have all plans. Go to Medicare.gov.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio. I'm Ed Jones, here again with my co-host Clint Powell And together, we've been honored to bring you insights on health and well-being every week for the past 7 years. And today is no exception, so let's dive back in. I want to say 4 years ago, this young lady came into Nutrition World and talked to Scott, and it wasn't very long, maybe 20 minutes, he came back there and said, "You've got to talk to this person. She is so well-read. She's from Canada, and she knows all about our philosophy of health." And so I did, and she quickly became a staff member at Nutrition World. Welcome, Amber, to Vital Health Radio.
Thank you so much for having me. Excited to be here.
Amber has developed into a true expert in the health field, the natural health field, the green pharmacy field. But what we find, and I found for 47 years, is most of us in this world have a passion for not a single entity, but a kind of a tunnel of interest that kind of form into the most important, really, end result. And Amber's is really getting into gut health. Gut and side health would be mold and mycoplasmas and things that cause chronic sicknesses that the traditional medical model actually doesn't have a lot of knowledge, training, or information about. And she's not treating medical conditions, but she's empowering her clients to finally find options when, as I was in the gym this morning, in the locker room, guy in there, Tyler's his name, we talk all the time, but he's never asked about health because I don't bring up things at the gym. I like to work out, not talk about this stuff. But he said, "Man, I know you know things. My gut, oh, I just can't eat certain foods. It causes me such grief. What can I do? I've done a colonoscopy. I've done this. I've done that. I have no answers." And your name came up again. So yeah. Anytime we talk about gut, we usually bring Amber's name up because I have also found that those of us who have journeyed through the sicknesses also are sometimes the best expert because we were motivated to learn not just the average, but the deep dive. So tell people just a little bit about yourself why did you come from Canada here, first off?
Well, essentially my husband actually has a lot of family here, so we kind of traveled all around. We were in Georgia, all around. We were in Orlando, and something just pulled us to Chattanooga. We were just researching, and there was just something about Chattanooga. So I'm big on following your intuition. We loved everything that it sounded like, and then, of course, being a practitioner, I'm always looking for my own community, my own tribe. Started searching for a health food store or, you know, a health conscious kind of place to work, and Nutrition World popped up. And that, of course, is when I applied to see you guys because we fit right in. So, but long story short, my background, I was in social work beforehand. And in that journey of mine, I really felt pretty ill. I would say I had very complex illness, and conventional medicine really just kind of let me slip through the sides because none of those testing methods gave me a lot of information. So long story short, I essentially kind of jumped the gun and I went down the path of functional medicine. And throughout all that stumbling, I kind of found a lot of answers, to be honest. And that is also where it brings me to the functional medicine testing that I do today. So a lot of the functional medicine testing that I run, it looks so much deeper than conventional standard tests. And I will always say to my clients, there's time and places for both. So that's a little snippet for you.
Can I ask a quick question? Because yeah. I think this is important for people to hear. And by the way, if you and her want to talk, I'll come handle sound. I know we're having behind the scenes stuff real quick. I'm happy to do that. But I also know a little bit about your journey, and let's just throw this out there. Ballpark it for me. How much money do you think you spent before you found ways to manage? Because sometimes you don't fix, sometimes you manage, sometimes you fix.
Yeah.
That's life. How much money do you think you spent out of pocket just trying to find down the rabbit hole?
Yeah, and honestly, the more that I thought about it, I think the last time we chatted, I might have said 50K, easily way over that. The more that I think about it, I'm like maybe 80, maybe 100, around that.
Because it was over years.
Now I'm still doing testing just to figure out more. And again, the more that I help myself, the more I help my clients, right? So it's not cheap. But at the same time, when you work with the right practitioner, you're going to save all that money too, right?
See, that's what I was saying. It's cheap is a we all define what that is for us, right?
Right.
And continually doing the same things and expecting different results, that's a very expensive use of time and money.
Yeah.
And so that's why I wanted to put some framework around mm-hmm. your story is you have bounced all over this. Look at, I'm glad you're filming her smile because yeah. she's like, yes, all over
like,
the place.
Like I laugh about it now.
But this is why you're so good with your clients.
Yeah. Right.
You get to sit and relate to them.
100%. Yeah, mm-hmm. totally.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And I've observed that over the past four years. And you actually didn't do this work the first year and a half in mm-hmm. Nutrition World. I love our staff members to become extremely familiar and comfortable with the whole concept of totally. Nutrition World, which we have 17 practitioners most mm-hmm. of the time. But we also need to know the products that we offer. Mm-hmm. We get training constantly from companies. So we need to have that foundational education that I think Nutrition World has been excellent mm-hmm. at doing. Now, the word functional medicine to some people may be still foreign. What does it mean? To me, what it means is, as Dr. Keeley, which we, Clint and I interviewed from Chicago about 2 or 3 months ago, it is actually looking for the real cause mm-hmm. of disorders in the body. Functional medicine as a word is not accepted very kindly by mm-hmm. traditional medical mm-hmm. people. Why is that? Because the path that you go to diagnose, say, an engine of a car, you have to find what's wrong with that engine to truly mm-hmm. fix it. That's not really the model of traditional medical. It is to change a number. Mm-hmm. It is to alleviate symptoms. It is to make you feel better, which sounds really nice. And it is great to feel better. But often they are camouflaging the underlying mishaps and missed physiology within the body that then just keeps cropping up with years or time that passes yep. and it gets worse and worse. So you are looking for the real reasons mm-hmm. why we're in balance, mm-hmm. not why we're diseased. Well, our diseases come from being in balance. And then you look at and say, okay, how can we bring back harmony to this physical body? Totally. And it's through the knife and fork, it's through supplementation, it's through learning to sleep again, it's through mm-hmm. all of these different categories that you never get asked in traditional medicine. And you offer some testing mm-hmm. that is extremely informative. I know I repeat the word that one of your tests is GI MAP test. Yeah. What does that test do?
So it is, again, a stool test, and it's something that you can take in the comfort of your own home, which I think a lot of clients appreciate. And essentially, this stool test, it uses something called qPCR technology. So it's very highly specific, and it's very highly sensitive. So again, we want accuracy if somebody's especially been dealing with this for a long time. It's looking at things like pathogens. It's looking at things like H. pylori detection. It's looking at parasites. But it's also, again, not just detecting pathogens. It's looking at giving you a full snapshot. Shot photo of the immune and the gut system. So it can tell us more about that leaky gut. It can tell us more about how compromised the immune system is. It can also give us some inflammatory patterns. And the one big pattern I tend to always see on this test is the low stomach acid piece. That is, I could do a
really?
Whole podcast.
That's quite common?
Quite common. And ironically, there's not one specific marker, but you see the pattern, mm-hmm. right? You often see a lot of dysbiotic as a not so great bacteria super high. You might see some pathogens, some parasites. You might even see the good bacteria, so your probiotic bacteria, those might be shifted very high. One might say that's really good. Well, even good bacteria, right? We don't want them in exceedingly high amounts either. So if all of this is showing up, I'm saying, well, if you had a good, you know, standard amount of stomach acid being pumped out in your gut, this also neutralizes pathogens and it keeps things in check. And so these people that have low stomach acid, of course, they're coming to me because they're not saying I have low stomach acid. They're saying I have dealt with GERD for a long time. I've been on omeprazole for 10, 15 years. I deal with chronic bloating, indigestion, IBS, all the things, heartburn, reflux. And it's like, again, it's really an issue of low stomach acid.
And they've watched mm-hmm. the commercials constantly mm-hmm. that we all as humans, if you tell a lie often enough, if you're told a lie often enough, you tend to believe it after yep. a period of time. Mm-hmm. And, you know, acid is horrendous. It's eating our esophagus. Mm-hmm. It mm-hmm. can do those things. Mm-hmm. But as you say, it is less common than we think. And just think about the fact that what does stomach acid do? You can't digest protein and other foods unless it's acidified because as mm-hmm. it passes down the tract, it needs to be in that state of pH. Secondly, mm-hmm. it is basically, and it's not the word really to use, is a disinfectant. It kills these pathogens that are mm-hmm. in most of our foods that we eat that should not go totally. Into our body. I know back 25, 30 years ago, I've journeyed out throughout the whole part of the country with functional medicine yep. too. I've never really been sickly, but mm-hmm. there was times I didn't I knew I wasn't as good as I could be. Mm-hmm. So I go to this guy in Atlanta, and it's called a Heidelberg, I think it's called a Heidelberg acid test. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you've ever done that. I'm sure they don't do it anymore. So what I did was, this doc said, we got to check your hydrochloric acid. Well, I was in my early 40s and certainly did take better care of myself than most. So I said, okay, I'll do anything. So he brings me this capsule. That's the biggest capsule you can get. It has a string on it. A string's about 5 feet long. I want you to swallow that. So I had to swallow a pill that had a string attached to it, and I had to leave it there for about 10 minutes in my stomach while this machine read the pH of my stomach after I had drank baking soda. Mm-hmm. So the machine showed that I became alkaline quickly with baking soda, and he wanted to see how long it took to get acidic again. Mm-hmm. So I'm sitting there gagging with this string hitting my gag reflex, and of course, the only thing I could think of was, how bad will this be when this guy pulls this up my throat? Yeah. And it wasn't quite as bad as I imagined, but it would not be a test that most people would ever do.
I can't imagine.
Clint has a really nice expression on his face. That
Wow.
Yeah. It was an wow. So we have better testing. I said all that to say, you don't need to do that.
Everyone on the planet away from your place.
I promise you do not need to do that.
There are no pills with strings attached.
Yeah, literally.
She's not in the hallway. It's like she's pulling in fish off the line. Fish. That's right. What are you doing, Amber? I got a client in there. No, we're not doing any of that.
That's actually hilarious.
Can I ask a quick question, though? So I know you've already mentioned a few symptoms that people can have. You just kind of ran through the list. It's a rhetorical question just because I'm around the world y'all live in so much, and I've experienced a lot of this myself. There's a lot of stuff, though, that we don't associate with gut, right? Mm-hmm. There's things that I will experience as a byproduct of fixing the gut, the brain fog, the sleep. How many of those things, in other words, maybe somebody will look at other symptoms that are secondary or ancillary. What are the things that you think when you get this in check, can it clear up for you?
Yeah, you nailed it. I mean, brain fog is a big one. mood changes are a big one. Skin issues are even bigger. Mm. So I always see clients, this could be young teens with cystic acne. This can be young adults with psoriasis or eczema. Like, it's so connected to your skin. And then especially with the GI map, there's specific species. I commonly see Streptococcus on there, Staphylococcus. These species are so common. And in the literature, they're connected to things like skin issues or even IBS type symptoms. So again, when somebody says, oh, you got IBS, or oh, you've got GERD, or oh, you got, it's like, yeah, okay, the label's great, but it's like, but why do I have these
issues? A lot of times, I'll be honest, until I started really talking with you more and more, but especially just overall with the folks in the nutrition world, I didn't really, I knew the stomach was an important place, the second brain, all these different things. And I'm like, yeah, but it truly is the hub of the immune system.
So big.
And how everything that we take in our bodies, that if we're going to track our macros, and then people don't know, well, is my body effectively using the macros?
Yeah.
Just
yeah.
even on that level, we don't really understand it.
Well, one brief kind of story I can give is a family member of mine for years had chronic kidney disease and colitis, bad colitis, very, very loose stool. So dehydration, all the things. And no one, of course, ever did any kind of stool testing on her. And what's ironic is she actually did do some of the conventional stool testing towards the end of me asking about it. And those all came back normal. We did the GI map, and the things that she did test normal on for the conventional stool test, the GI map detected. And that's the reason why I always say to my clients, if you can only do one thing, you know, baseline, and you can get it covered, do the conventional stool test. But just keep in mind the technology that they're using isn't as highly sensitive and specific, so you might get false negatives. And so we did this, and she came up with positive for parasites, some of the DNA species of C. diff, E. coli, and her fecal elastase was very low. And in English terms, basically, elastase is a marker for, it's a pancreatic enzyme, essentially. And if that is super low, that really tells me that low stomach acid has been a very long-standing problem, because that stomach acid basically triggers the pancreas to release pancreatic enzymes. So for years, if you're not getting that trigger, you're not digesting your food at all, because you're not having enough stomach acid and you don't have enough pancreatic enzymes to digest your proteins, your fats, your carbs. So poor thing, she's feeling miserable because she might be eating a decent diet. Her poor body can't absorb it. Mm-hmm. So we started to boost that up, and lessening of loose stool, lessening cramping, and she has energy again to walk around, you know, the park and walk around, to go to the mall. She could have never done that before.
Quality of life.
Exactly. Yeah. So testing can be so helpful in that case.
And I know we only have about 3 or 4 minutes left. One thing I have focused on up and down over mm-hmm. my, not all 47 years, because mm-hmm. I mean, the first 10 years, you're trying to fly this airplane called a business, and you're going to mm-hmm. crash if you just don't run it like a right. total business. But I'd say for 37 years, I've dealt very deeply into mm-hmm. all the categories of these conversations. And a lot of times the client customer teaches me mm-hmm. because we see yeah. 400 people a day. Mm-hmm. They all have stories. We are part of what we call helping you on your journey to health. So mm-hmm. they feel comfortable talking mm-hmm. to us, telling what worked, what didn't work. But mold. Mold is a humongous issue. Mm-hmm. And it's ignored because traditional medical people, it's not their fault. It's the training they get
yeah.
has some shortcomings. There's no doubt. Totally. Nothing wrong with not knowing. What's wrong is when you act like you have the whole toolbox of knowledge mm-hmm. and you put down people who have other toolboxes mm-hmm. that pees me off. It
yes,
just does.
It's
not fair to the people in this mm-hmm. in this town or in this country or in this world. But mm-hmm. As far as mold, I know you don't have to see mold in your house to have mm-hmm. mold. One, mm-hmm. If you do see mold, you have mold. Mm-hmm. If you've seen mm-hmm. the black stuff and all that, then you've got to really think that destroys so badly our immune system, doesn't it?
Mm. Oh, 100%. 100%.
And brain fog is horrible with mold.
Yes. And when we talk about mold or biotoxin illness, I mean, there's mold and then there's the toxic substances that mold creates, which is the mycotoxins. So again, when people often are very sickly from mold exposure, especially being damaged water buildings, right? That's really where our concern is, because mm-hmm. certain people, there's about 25% of the population that's also more genetically susceptible to dealing with mold illness, or what we call CSRS, chronic inflammatory response syndrome. And so again, that's where testing both blood labs and also, you know, more functional medicine testing can be very, very helpful to determine if your issue is mold. And it is a growing epidemic. I really, truly, that mm-hmm. is the hill I will die on. It is a growing epidemic. They say about 70 to 80% of homes are dealing with a mold problem. And again, you can be the canary in the coal mine. You can have a family of five and everyone will present with different symptoms. One might have rage. Children might have behavior issues or skin issues. The wife might have infertility. Like, it is far ranging, the side effects.
Do you help people kind of walk mm-hmm. through this too?
Yeah,
by the way, that's definitely. I also want to say, Ed, that was one of the most unfair things you've ever done.
What'd I do?
You brought up mold with like 3 minutes left, and I know that how passionate she is.
Oh,
about
no, that's
mold.
Okay. That's okay.
As soon as you brought
all.
It up, I went,
hey, we just got
I'm going to squeeze it all in.
I'll
right
comment
now.
On another show.
Absolutely.
We will have
we
to do a part
yeah.
two of
we
this
should.
Conversation
we definitely
really
will.
Quickly, because I do want to tell the Katie of story, the story of
yes.
Katie, my
yes,
daughter.
Too.
She lived in a house, mm-hmm. and it wasn't long after the tornado, I was living close by our house in an apartment, because I bounce around like a gypsy, and yeah. I get a phone call at 2:00 in the morning. This massive tree fell through her house and almost killed both of her and her husband. But it was the most, again, like Shakespeare says, you know, nothing's good or bad, it's how we label it. Well, come to find out, it saved her life, because once the tree broke through her house, she saw massive mold in the top attic of her house. Mm-hmm. She had already been experiencing levels of symptoms that were very concerning. Mm-hmm. She actually had black fingernails. Mm-hmm. And we kind of thought, oh, could this be mold? Could it be? No, it was all from the house. Mm-hmm. It has taken her years to balance yeah. her body from that, because there are things in the green pharmacy that we offer that can help the body immensely mm-hmm. to do this. It is not an overnight journey.
Yeah. Yes,
So tell people how they can book with you if they choose, and how much it is.
Yep. So on Nutrition World's website, nutritionw.com, you can find in the wellness tab that you can basically find to schedule me. I do the $95 for just under the hour. And then again, when we meet for that first introductory session, of course, we'll go through your health history. Of course, if you have any other testing that you've done, and then we'll essentially determine what that game plan is. And it very well could be additional testing mm-hmm. to really get to the root of it.
Could it be that people who eat a lot of Krispy Kreme donuts need to quit eating those donuts, Clint Powell?
No. I'm not full of mold.
It's likely not helpful. We're,
you know
for
what they're better than?
System.
Mold.
Yeah.
It's better than a mold donut.
Yeah.
Krispy, I'll take that other one.
Yeah, you don't want a
day.
Moldy donut. I will say that.
Well, if you're going to eat Krispy Kremes, don't let them be moldy. Okay?
I'm the health guru of all
donuts.
Statement
of the day.
Yeah, I'll tell you which donuts are better.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Amber.
Thanks so much, guys.
All right. You're listening to Vital Health Radio, where knowledge is your secret power. So stay tuned, and we're going to be right back.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio. More to come after these brief messages.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalford Road and I-75.
Go to your favorite podcast platform and search Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You.
Join Sean Whitfield, Matt Davis, and Darren Johnson for a podcast about fitness, health, and bodybuilding.
We feature the best in fitness and bodybuilding right here in Chattanooga.
You can expect workout advice and fitness tips from two of the best fitness and bodybuilding trainers in Chattanooga.
Many great guests and inspiring conversations.
A lot of laughs and entertainment to go along with it.
Subscribe and follow Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You, today.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at SilverdaleBC.com.
Hey, it's Blake Watson with Epic Realty. Ready to step into your new home in Ramsgate? I have a rare opportunity for you to move to a four-bedroom, three-and-a-half-bath home at nearly 3,000 square feet. You'll love the beautiful hardwood floors, the master on Main, soaring cathedral ceiling, and much more. This Hickson home is move-in ready. See it online at homechattanooga.com. That's at homechattanooga.com. 888-893-3537.
Listen up, Chattanooga. Mandy Livingston, General Manager for Optimize You. Have you been feeling like you aren't the man or woman you used to be? Have you been told it's normal and comes with age? Well, I'm here to put that talk to rest. At Optimize You, we are a hormone replacement center that specializes in both men and women's hormones. We believe that normal is not optimal. Find us online at OptimizeYouCenters.com.
Did you miss last week's Vital Health Radio? Is there a guest you want to hear again? Or maybe because of your busy schedule, you only had time to listen to part of an episode? Well, we can solve all those problems with Vital Health Radio On Demand. Check out our website at vitalhealthradio.com, click on past shows, or go to your favorite podcast location, search Vital Health Radio Download. You'll find all of your past shows at your convenience. Then click on the subscribe button for all future shows. We're making life better for your busy lifestyle, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio. I'm Ed Jones, joined by my good friend and co-host, Clint Powell. So again, let's keep this conversation going as we have done for 7.5 years.
Yeah, I know, but you got a list of events coming up we got to get to. Nutrition World's always got them going.
Thank you. Bingo. Yeah. I should have done it first, but I didn't because we had so much other information. January 29th, which is a Thursday, Summit Physical Therapy. Love those people. I did my VO2 max with them. I have accessed them probably 80 times before and after my double hip replacement. Wonderful people from 1 to 4 on this Thursday, January 29th, and all of this is under events at nutritionw.com. They will give you a free, basically a physical exam as far as from a PT standpoint. So you have a question about chronic pain, they can give you some plans of action. I love them. February 3rd, which is a Tuesday, the Foundations of Homeopathy. Interesting whole study, homeopathy. The whole premise is like cures like. You take something called Nux Vomica in high amounts, it makes you vomit. You take Nux Vomica in minuscule amounts, it stops nausea. That's the whole premise of homeopathy. Many of the people in Britain and other countries have really used and still do homeopathy, even in some traditional medical settings. But that's going to be February 3rd on a Tuesday. And as she says, as how wonderful it is to have confidence to approach illness with a safe, gentle, effective medicine that works with the body. February 21st, the Lung Coach. The Lung Coach is something that I embrace and endorse constantly. Memorial Hospital partners with Nutrition World to bring out this big bus. It's from 11 to 2 on February 21st on Saturday. It's going to pick up the most curable cancer, probably is early stage lung cancer. It actually is basically like a tooth decay. They remove it and you're done, you're finished, and you live the rest of your life. But my other second point of this is that it reads a calcium score. Calcium score is determining how much plaque do we actually have in our arteries. We want a zero on the test, but no matter what you have, you'll have a baseline. Then you know how aggressive to go with that. Go to, again, nutritionw.com under events if you want to put your name in, because sometimes there's too busy and you can't get in. Last one is on cell salts on March 3rd, which is a Tuesday from 6:30. Another interesting compound, it was invented in the 1870s by a German physician, Dr. Heinrich. And it is really cool because if you take, and I haven't read this, but I know from past experiences, this one story about it is if you took the human body and you cremate it, the last of all those ashes are basically made of 12 different minerals. We call them cell salts, tissue cell salts. And when you when you have an expertise at it, which isn't too difficult, you have a symptom, you take a certain cell salt that activates your cellular function by addressing that one thing. So that's going to be a cool, cool lecture. And we've never had one like that before.
Awesome. I can't wait. I'm going to do the lung bus myself again. I hadn't done it in 2 or 3 years.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I did it a couple years ago. I'm looking forward to it.
Well, that wraps up this week's edition of Vital Health Radio. Remember, you can catch past shows anytime on your favorite podcast platform or visit us online at vitalhealthradio.com. On behalf of Clint Powell, myself, and the incredible team of 37 staff members at Nutrition World, we thank you for spending your part of the day with us. Until next time, take care, stay healthy. We'll see you right back here in the seat at Vital Health Radio.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake with your hosts, Ed Jones and Clint Powell. For past shows and more information, check out our website, vitalhealthradio.com. You can also find us on your favorite podcast platform. Search Vital Health Radio Download. This broadcast has been a production of the Whitfield Media Group.